Shalom， Shalom， 好，我们开始练习了。这个今天我们想要分享的主题是第二次的机会。
So that today the topic of our message is second chance。
这个最近在中国有一个统计。
Recently there's been a statistic in China。
就是中国的高级官员。
And that is the high-ranking officials in China.
特别是县或者市以及以上的官员。
Particularly certain high-ranking officials.
这个求神拜佛的比例非常高。
Have a very high proportion of religiosity.
这个为什么出现这种的情况呢
？And why would this occur?
很多这些高级的。官员
many of the high-ranking officials.
本来他们都是共产党员。
They used to all be members of the Communist Party.
这个他们都是无神论的人。
They were all former atheists.
可是呢，他们到了关键的时候，他们要去求仙拜佛。
But when they reached the certain critical points, they will all go to pray to their gods.
这种现象很普遍。
And this is very common.
那时候在福建省
a long time ago in the
那 long time ago 就是其实就是最近的一段时间
哦、oh, okay not long time ago fairly recently in the province of 福建
这个省委第一书记共产党的第一书记啊这个为了争夺在某一个庙里边的第一炷香
So one of the high-ranking officials, in order to burn the very first incense, in a temple,
就是在新年第一天的时候
that was to burn the first incense in the new year.
他们要付很大的代价
and he will pay a very high price.
那么这个就给我们看到人有一种的宗教的现象
and this has shown us that all people have a religious sentiment.
那么这个宗教现象很可悲的一件事情
However, it is very tragic.
那么就是他们是以自我为中心的宗教
that most people's religions are very selfish
很多人只是 self-centered 就是说他不是一个对于客观的对象的敬畏
they are not there to worship a true objective partner
而是他以自我为中心想要叫那一个他所拜的那一个来为他服务
But that with a self-centered attitude they go and they hope that the one they worship will serve them
这个对他的翻译比较困难啊，看看你怎么翻译就是这个他们来举行的那些宗教行为
Those religious practices that they perform
他们认为这是一种宗教功德看这个怎么翻译、
oh, they,
宗教功德、
They think that this is some religious hard work, labor that they have performed.
Okay. 那么他觉得我做了，我对你都那么好了。
They think that I have performed so much work for you.
那么你一定要帮助我。
And so you should repay me.
那么往往他求这个神来对他的帮助呢。
And they will ask the God to help them.
大部分都是不好的事。
Often for unethical things.
这个大部分都是一些不好的事。就是他自己，你比方他贪污了，他怕人家被政府抓了，他就来求神来保护他，千万不能被警察抓住。
For example, if they were corrupt in their high-ranking role, they will ask that they would not get caught.
那么这种文化，在我们中国人当中根深蒂固。
And this culture is very deeply rooted in the Chinese culture.
那么很多人来到教会，也或多或少的带着这种的文化来到教会里边来了。
And many people when they come to church, they have this sort of culture inside them.
因为我们意识到我们自己的有限。
Because we recognize that we are limited.
所以我们需要一个更大的帮助。
And so we need a greater power to help us.
所以我们在中国的时候我们拜土的神。
And so in China, we worship the God of the earth.
这个或者说是 local, 或者是 our own cultural God, right? 然后到这里呢我们去来拜一个这里的神。
So in China they worship their local gods and when they come to Australia they worship Australia's local god
其实我们用的原则是一样的。
And we use the same principle.
那么这个是比较糟糕的一件事。
And this is quite bad.
那么我们今天来教会到底要做什么呢？
And today, so why do we come to the church?
基督信仰的福音到底对我们意味着什么呢？
What does the gospel mean to us?
那么人生那个最重要的那件事。
What is the most important thing in our life?
神为我们做的。
Is God has done it for us.
是人做不到。
And that is something that man cannot do.
是对我们的生命最重要。
And it is the most important thing to your life.
那么这件事是什么事呢？
And what is that?
圣经告诉我们，原来是我们人生当中的第二次机会。
The scripture says it is our second opportunity.
好，什么叫做第二次机会？
And what does that mean?
我们今天先来看罗马书。
Let us look at the book of Romans.
罗马书第五章第十二到这个罗马书的最后第二十一节就在讲我们人生的第二次机会。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12 to 21 we see it speaks of our second opportunity.
起初上帝创造这个世界的时候
In the beginning when God created the world
这个世界是美好的
The world was beautiful
是完美的
It was perfect
那中间有一个最重要的条件
And there was a very important requirement
就是人跟上帝之间要保持那个 shalom 那个和平的关系
is that man must live in shalom, in harmony with God.
那么神造人
and God created man
是一个非常重要的位分来造的人
and created man for a very important role.
这个位分有两件事我们需要知道
and there are two important things that we must understand about this.
第一就是我们是以被他当作爱的对象来造
Firstly, that we were created out of love.
所以他把我们称为是我们是他的孩子。
And so he called us his children.
所以这个父母跟孩子之间
between parents and their children,
其他都是次要。
Everything else is secondary.
重要的是生命的延续。
The most important thing is the continuation of life.
然后是爱的互动。
And the relationship of love.
那么这个是我们家庭关系父母和儿女之间那个最重要的那个关系的核心
and this is the heart of our relationship between parents and children
那么第二件事情
the second thing
就是继承财产
is to inherit the inheritance
也就是父母他们的生命结束以后
and that is to say when their parents their lives end
他们要把这个产业来交给他自己的儿女来继承
they will pass on their inheritance to their children
那么在上帝的创造起初创造的时候
in the creation that God created
有类似的原则
there is a very similar principle
当然神不会死亡
obviously God will not pass away
那么因此他的生命的延续不是因为他要死了所以他才把生命延续下去
and so the continuation of life the continuation of life is not because God will pass away
而是神要叫他的世界更加的丰富
but that God wishes his world to be more plentiful
因此他把他的形象的生命赏赐给人类
and so he placed his image in man's likeness
所以人就成了神的生命的延续
so that man has become the continuation of God's life
那么同时上帝创造了这个宇宙万物
at the same time he created the universe
他要交给人类来拥有
and he gave it to humanity to look after
让我们来拥有不光仅仅是照顾让我们去拥有就是 we own it
not only to look after but to possess it
那么我们不是要好像继承财产父母死掉继承他的财产
so we are different to children who inherit their parents' inheritance
因为上帝不会死掉
because God will not pass away
所以神是把这个整个他的创造就是赏赐给人类的
and so God has given all this creation to humanity as a gift
所以人类就成为整个这个宇宙万物的拥有者
and so humanity has come to possess all of creation
我听过一篇讲道
once I heard another message
这个讲道说得很有意思
and he spoke of something very interesting
小孩可以从小想一想
our children should think of this especially
人类是这个世界上最多余的存在
is that man is the most unnecessary existence in the world.
Yeah, 就是不光是 man， 包括 woman 啊，这个 human being 啊，这个就是人类，这个是这个存在界里边最多余的一种东西。
Is that people are the most extra thing in the world.
这个人类是这个世界上最占有资源的一种生命。
However, people are the ones who take up the most resources.
然后是一种毁坏性最强的生命。
And they're most destructive.
这个我们常常说这个狼很可怕。
We often say that the wolf is very fearsome.
其实人是不是比狼更可怕？
But aren't humans more fearsome?
我们常常说狐狸给这个黄鼠狼给鸡拜年哈，这个不知道他怎么翻译，这个
黄鼠狼，
像就是动物，它会吃另外一种动物的，对吧？有的动物是吃肉食类动物，它会吃动物的。
So we will say that some carnivorous animals will eat other animals.
其实人类比任何一种食肉类动物吃的动物都更加多。
However, humans will eat more animals than any other animal.
我们在这个世界里边存在。
And we exist in this world.
到底有什么目的呢？
What is our purpose?
我们今天变成了这个样子。
Today we have become like this.
因为一个原因。
For one reason.
就是我们一这个罗马书五章十二节说，罪因为一个人入了世界。
We see that Romans chapter 5 verse 12 says, Sin entered into the world through one man.
因为罪进入了这个世界。
Because sin came into the world.
人类被罪所污染了。
And people have been corrupted by sin.
因此人就失去了他正常的功用。
And so people have lost their correct role.
人的生命里边最重要的本质，
The most important thing in a person's life
是什么？
Is
啊，人最重要的这个生命的那个本质，那个 quality， 那个 most important quality of human life 是什么东西？
So what is the most important quality of a human life？
爱。
It is love。
所以那是上帝的形象。
And that is God's image.
但是罗马书告诉我们，当我们犯罪以后，
But the book of Romans tells us that after we have sinned,
我们就亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
We have fallen short of God's glory.
其实应该是毁掉了上帝的荣耀。
And we have destroyed God's glory.
就是把爱毁掉。
And that is we have destroyed love.
可是我们还是很聪明的。
However, we think that we are very clever.
我们还是很有能力的。
We are still very powerful.
可是那个背后的那个动机不对。
However, the motives have become wrong.
因此我们使用我们的能力就错了。
And so we incorrectly use our power.
所以我们的科学
and our science
越来越发达。
It's become more and more powerful.
我们就发明越来越强大的杀人武器。
And we invent even more powerful weapons of death.
那么去 kill people， 我们去杀人。
And so we go and we kill people.
我们的科学发达了。
Our science has become more.
我们就越来越多的去掠夺我们的自然环境。
And so we go and we destroy our natural resources.
我们以前的时候去抓一条鱼好难。
Before it was very difficult to catch a fish.
后来我们发明了渔网。
And then we invented nets.
那么我们摇着小船，这个用一个帆来这个到海里边去钓鱼好难。
It used to be very difficult to sail into the ocean and catch some fish.
我们发明了发动机。
And so we invented the motor.
然后我们就开了轮船出去了。
And the big cruiser can go into the ocean.
那么发动机还是钓上来的鱼很少。
And the motor still cannot catch so many fish.
因为我们不知道鱼在哪里。
Because we don't know where the fish are.
现在我们发明了声呐。
And so now we have sonar equipment.
那么我们就可以找到鱼群在哪里。
And we can find where the school is.
鱼就遭殃了。
And we catch all the fish.
可是我们今天的人呢？
What about people?
我们看到太多的餐馆，一条鱼大家人就吃两筷子就扔掉。
But we see in the restaurant that they will waste a lot of their food.
有多少的动物 其实我们把它杀掉，我们吃的里面很少很少的东西。
Many animals we kill them, but we do not eat all of them.
然后我们根本把它们当回事，我们就扔掉。
And we waste them.
所以现代科学给人带来的。
And so the things that science has brought to the world today.
因为人的聪明在一个错的动机的里面。
Because man's cleverness has been used incorrectly.
给我们带来的不一定是祝福。
They are not all blessings.
而是毁灭。
But destruction.
不单对人类如此
Not only to people.
我们对整个世界就是这样
But to the entire world.
原因出在什么地方呢
And why is that?
就是因为人被罪所污染了
Because we have been corrupted by sin.
那么因此我们在圣经的光的照亮之下
And so under the light of the gospels.
罪从一人入了世界
Sin came into the world through one man.
然后众人都犯了罪
and all people have sinned.
当然在这个罗马书里边说这个也导致了死亡
and in the book of Romans we read that this has caused death.
那么死亡是指的我们与上帝关系的隔绝
and death represents the separation of us from God.
那么这个是第一次机会的损失
and this is a loss of our first opportunity
是谁损失的呢
who lost that opportunity
是亚当损失的
Adam lost it
所以亚当他作为人类的代表
and so Adam as a representative of humanity
在一开始的时候他选择了背叛
in the beginning he chose to rebel
那么他不听上帝的话
he rebelled against God's word
那么他就犯罪
and so he sinned
然后他就与上帝隔绝
And he became separated from God.
然后他就破坏上帝的形象。
And he destroyed God's image.
然后他就以一个自私罪性的动机来使用他的聪明和能力。
And with a self-centered motive, he used his wisdom and his power.
所以从亚当到现在。
And so from Adam until today.
人类就成为一个苦难的社会。
People have lived in suffering.
成为一个各种各样痛苦丑陋的人类历史。
And man's history has become ugly and full of suffering.
那么在圣经里边告诉我一美好的消息。
However, in the scriptures, we see a beautiful message.
所以他说亚当好像后来要有一个人的一个预象。
It seems as if there would be a later person after Adam.
那么这一个人就是耶稣。
And this man is Jesus.
那么亚当怎么来成了耶稣和他两个有什么关系呢
？What is the relationship between Adam and Jesus?
因为亚当是一个人类的开始。
Because Adam is the beginning of mankind.
同时他也是罪恶的开始。
And the beginning of sin.
那么耶稣跟他有一点像。
And Jesus is somewhat similar.
但是本质不一样。
But also different.
这形式上有点相似。
In some ways, their actions seem similar.
可以说耶稣是一个新人类的开始。
You can say that Jesus is like the beginning of a new humanity.
所以他是一个总的代表。
He is a representative.
然后他是一个称义的开始。
And he is the beginning of righteousness.
我们在亚当的里面。
We see that in Adam.
成为亚当的后代。
As Adam's descendants.
我们从他那里继承了那个犯罪的生命。
From him we received a life full of sin.
那个是我们本来的本这个原本就是那样。
That is how we were before.
因为亚当犯罪。
Because Adam sinned.
我们原本跟神美好和谐的关系。
And so our harmonious relationship with God.
被亚当失去
was lost by Adam.
因此上帝说了一句话
and so Jesus, and so the Lord said,
这个圣经说的啊
the scripture says,
罗马书里面说的
in the book of Romans,
说我们这一些被造的人
he says, us created beings,
在罪恶在这个死亡的捆绑里面
are bound by sin and death.
不是我们自己愿意
it's not because we chose to,
而是这个系统就是这样的
but that the system is like that.
所以我们生下来就在这个系统里面。
And so when we are born in this system.
我们没得选择。
We have no option.
因此在某种意义上说。
And so in some ways.
今天我们软弱失败。
Today when we are weak and we fail.
有情可原。
We have, there is a reason.
当然这是我说的不是圣经说的啊。
This is not written in the scriptures though.
但是给我们有这种感觉。
But we get this impression.
就是说因为我们现在的生命变成这个样子
Because our life is like this.
不是我们自己选择的
It's I didn't choose this.
是那本来就是这样
But it was like that before.
因此上帝怜悯我们
And so God, please be merciful.
所有亚当的后代。
All of Adam's descendants.
上帝说，我仍然爱你们。
God said, I continue to love you.
因此我要给你们再一次的机会。
And so I will give you a second opportunity.
这个就是我们所说的第二次机会。
This is what we call a second opportunity.
那么这个第二次机会是怎么给的呢？
And how will he give this to us?
原来是透过他的儿子耶稣基督来给我们的。
Through his son, Jesus Christ.
圣经说这是一个免费的礼物给你。
The scripture says this is a free gift to you.
你只要选择接受它就行。
But you must choose to accept it.
我们传福音啊。
We preach the gospel.
就是要传这第二次的机会。
Specifically to preach this second opportunity.
我们每一个人都是罪人。
Every single one of us is a sinner.
所以咱们中国人早就明白这一点。
And us Chinese people have recognized this.
我们不必再去证明这件事情了。
It is not necessary to be proved.
那么罪人就要受到罪的惩罚。
And sinners must be punished.
我们每个人心里也都明白
And we all understand.
这个也不必再说了
We don't need to prove this.
但是在这样的情况下
But under these circumstances,
上帝说这不是你愿意的
God says, you didn't choose this.
这个是这个你一生下来就在这个里面的
You were born like this.
但是上帝说我爱你
But God says, I love you.
你在这种环境当中
In this environment,
你感觉到了痛苦吗
Do you suffer?
你感觉到了虚空吗
Do you feel emptiness?
你感觉到了没有盼望吗
Do you feel lack of hope?
你感觉到你等到走完这一生的时候死亡等待你的时候你有一种恐惧心理吗
Are you afraid of death?
他说我有你第二个再给你第二次机会
He says I will give you a second opportunity
那么这件事情为了给我们第二次机会
And in order to do this
神的儿子亲自道成肉身
God's son himself became flesh
借着以色列这个民族
and through the Israel people
那么他来到这个世界上
he came to the world
同时给我们这一本圣经
and gave us the scriptures
让我们透过这本圣经来认识他
so that through the scriptures we may come to know him
有很多人读圣经觉得读得奇怪读也读不明白这到底说什么东西
many people cannot understand what the scriptures say
圣经自己告诉我们
but the scriptures tell us
整本圣经为一个人做见证
All the scriptures are to testify to one man
谁？耶稣
To testify to Jesus Christ
是为神的儿子耶稣来做见证的
To testify to the Son of God
为要让我们来认识他
So that we may recognize him
了解他到底为我们做什么
And understand what he has done for us
了解我们人自己是怎么回事
And understand what the status of humanity is
让我们不要再愚蠢无知
So that we may no longer be ignorant
让我们的这个宗教的情节不再是在一个错误的原则里边去使用
But our religious hopes will not be used incorrectly
那么圣经说人的过犯不如上帝的恩赐
The scripture says the sins of man are not more than God's forgiveness
这个圣经里面说因一个人的过犯众人就都犯了罪
The scripture says that all men have sinned through one man
因此因为死是罪的结果
And death is the result of sin
因此那个死亡就好像有权柄来统治人类一样的
And it is like death has the power to exercise dominion over humans.
因为每一个人都犯了罪了
For all have sinned.
所以死就临到我们众人
And so death has came upon us.
圣经也告诉我们一件事
The scripture also tells us.
如果这个状态你不改变
If you do not change this,
将来你就是真正永远的死了
In the future you will be dead forever.
那么那个永远的死
And that eternal death
是指的是我们与上帝永远分离的状态
speaks of being separated from God for eternity
因为神是创造的主
because God is the creator
同时他也是赐福的源泉
and he is the source of all blessings
如果我们没有他
without him
我们的生活只有痛苦
our life will be filled with only suffering
人按着上帝的形象被造
People are made in the image of God.
其中一个非常重要的原因，重要的特质。
There's a very important element there.
就是我们的生命是永恒的。
Is that our lives are eternal.
所以我们不会随着肉体的结束而结束。
And so we will not end when our flesh dies.
因此这个时候我们就明白了，这一生神有他的这个旨意到底在哪里。
And so we should recognize where God's will is in our lives.
这一生我们人生的意义到底在哪里。
What is the meaning of our life in this
上帝所给我们的人生的目的在哪里？
What is God's will for us in our lives?
很多人问这个问题。
Many people ask this question.
当然我们这一生有还有很多其他的意义。
Of course there are many other meanings in our life.
最重要的意义，
However, the most important one
是神在耶稣基督里边要给我们第二次机会。
Is that God through Jesus Christ will give us a second opportunity.
就是在罪里边而死的人，
Is that those who have died through sin
要在耶稣基督的救赎里边要活过来。
Well, through the salvation of Jesus Christ, come back to life.
那么在这个罗马书里边就告诉我们，
In the book of Romans, we can read,
说因为这个亚当一个人犯罪，
Because of what, the sin of one man,
众人就都被定罪了。
All man has been condemned.
他说这个不如恩赐。
But this is not like a blessing.
那么神的恩典要透过耶稣基督，
that through Jesus Christ, God's grace,
要使我们都称义，
will cause all to be justified.
读了这段经文以后，
so when we read from these passages,
这个有些人很高兴了，
some people are very joyful.
那么这个就产生了一个对圣经的错解。
And this has caused a misunderstanding from the scriptures.
因为他们只读了这一段圣经吗？
Because they only read this one passage.
因此产生了一个神学理论叫普救论。
And they have this, there is a theological, theory called 普救论。
普救论就是，哎呀，我忘记了英文是怎么说的，就是everybody automatically be saved.
As a theory that everyone is automatically saved.
那么就是说，因为耶稣死了嘛。
Because God has died, because Christ has died.
已经为我们的罪付上代价了。
And He has died for the sins of everyone.
所以他是一个人类的新的开始。
And so He is a new beginning.
所以亚当犯罪。
And so Adam sinned.
众人自动定罪。
All people are condemned.
那么，因为耶稣行义。
But because Christ was justice.
那么然后。众人就自动的像亚当的后代一样，也都称为义。
And so just as Adam caused all people to sin, Christ caused all to be justified.
这是一个误解。
This is a misunderstanding.
那么我们怎么办呢？
And what should we do?
在这个使徒行传的第二章，
We can read from the book of Acts chapter 2.
当彼得传福音，
When Peter was preaching,
把耶稣基督成为人类的救主这件事情向犹太人证明，
He proves to the Hebrews that Jesus is the Savior.
那么犹太人就说，哇，听明白了。
And the Jews, they say they understand.
他们相信耶稣基督应该是他们的拯救者。
They believe that Jesus Christ is their Savior.
那么他们就问了。
And so they ask.
他说弟兄们，像我们这样的人，我们该怎么办呢？
And they say, brothers, what should we do?
彼得回答。
And Peter responds.
彼得是谁？
Who is Peter?
彼得是耶稣基督的门徒。
Peter was a disciple of Jesus Christ.
那么等到耶稣复活升天以后，
And after Jesus' resurrection,
他就变成了使徒。
He became an apostle.
这个门徒和使徒的区别在哪里？
What is the difference between a disciple and an apostle?
门徒是一个被训练过程的人。
A disciple is one who is being trained.
那么使徒是训练好了以后，作为使者，他代表他的主人出去为他的这个主人做工的人。
An apostle who after being apostle is one who after being trained is sent on behalf of the master.
所以这个时候彼得是使徒。
And so at this time Peter is an apostle.
所以他讲的话是带着耶稣的权威性来讲。
And so his words are spoken with the authority of his master.
这个就好像澳洲中国驻澳洲的大使。
Just like the Chinese embassy in Australia.
如果这个大使他原来在这个国际什么什么学院里边读书的时候，
While this member was studying in the university,
那么那个时候他是门徒。
At that time he is like a disciple.
等到外交部把他招出来以后，给他权力把他派到澳大利亚来，这时候他是使徒。
However, when the foreign embassy hires him and sends him to Australia to act on China's behalf, he has become an apostle.
所以这个时候他讲的话，他签的字就代表中国国家政府的权威性了。
And at this time, the things that he signs and the things that he say represent the government of China.
因此彼得这个时候他讲话。
And so at this time, Peter speaks.
他是代表着上帝的权柄来讲话。
He speaks with the authority of God.
他说这个时候人听了福音，
He says, at this time, man has heard the gospel.
有两件事要回应。
There are two things that you must.
第一件事是个人要悔改。
First is that you must repent.
悔改是什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是知道你现在的状况错了。
And that is to recognize that you are wrong right now.
你现在的状况错了。
Your status is wrong.
就是你现在是一个在亚当的系统里面。
And that is that right now you are in the system of Adam.
那么你与上帝是隔绝的。
You are separated from God.
你没有办法不犯罪。
You have no choice but to sin.
所以你是在死的权势之下的那个人。
And you are under the bondage of sin.
你要明白这个状况。
You must recognize this position.
然后你明白了以后。
And after you have recognized it,
悔改
repent,
就是你跟上帝说
and that is that you say to God,
我错了
I was wrong,
我不应该在这个状况里
I should not be in this system.
圣经说这个状况不完全是你的错
The scripture says it's not completely your fault,
因为亚当错
because Adam was wrong,
而没办法你是亚当的孩子
but you are his descendant,
就像他一样
just like I am,
他没有办法
I have no choice,
因为他是我儿子
And he is my father.
所以我什么模样
the face that I was born with.
那么他差不多也就这个模样
And it is similar to my father's.
你没有别的选择
You have no choice.
因为这个不是他选择的
You did not choose it.
愿意也好，不愿意也好，这是个客观事实
Whether you want to or not, that is the truth.
在人间没有第二次选择的机会了。
In humanity, there's no second chance.
但是在上帝那里，上帝要给我们第二次机会。
But God will give you a second chance.
让我们进入到耶稣基督的系统里头。
That you can become His disciple.
耶稣基督是一个新人类的开始的代表。
He is the new beginning of the new humanity.
那么，耶稣基督在地上所受的苦难
，and the suffering that He experienced in the world.
在十字架上的受死
，the death that He experienced on the cross.
他付清了每一个人的罪债。
He has paid for the sins of all humanity.
但是
However,
不是每一个人都自动的就可以上天堂。
Not every man will enter the kingdom of God.
他们都自动的有了可以上天堂的第二次机会。
But they all have the opportunity.
就是在亚当里边
And that is that in
他们从天堂里边飘下来了。
They fallen out of the kingdom of God.
那么现在在耶稣基督里边
But now in Jesus Christ,
每一个人都有了一次飞上去的机会
Everyone has the opportunity to go back.
不是那样上去的
Not automatically.
我只是为了让大家增加一点印象，这个好像咻，这个感觉就是让你多有点印象，就是我们在亚当里边大家都下来了。
And so the action is figurative that we have all fallen because of Adam.
那么现在我们在耶稣基督里边，我们都有了一个机会可以上去。
And through Christ, we have the opportunity to return.
但是不是自动就上去了。
However, it's not automatic.
给你的是第二次选择的机会。
What you have is the opportunity.
如果没有耶稣基督的救赎
，without Jesus Christ's salvation,
我们连机会都没有。
You will not even have an opportunity.
有了耶稣基督的救赎
，however, with His salvation,
你有了机会了。
You have the chance.
有了机会不等于你自动的上去。
With the chance doesn't mean you automatically receive.
你必须做两件事上去。
But that you must do two things.
第一件事
，first,
悔改
，repent,
要承认你现在的状况。你在亚当里边已经坏了。
You must recognize that through Adam you are in the wrong right now.
你要承认你不应该在这个状况里头。
You must recognize that this is wrong and you should not be there.
因此你要向上帝说。
And you must say to God,
我错了。
I am wrong.
我也做过错的事情。
And I have sinned.
以前我不认识你。
Before I did not recognize.
现在我无奈地生活在这个状况里。
And now I live in this condition.
说上帝求你救我。
Lord, please help me.
所以那个悔改
And so this repentance
是一个对于你现在的那个不应该有的状况的意识，那个意识认识到所产生的那个结果
is the result of your recognition of your sad status.
就像我说那个泰坦尼克落在水里边的那个人
just like that man who fell in the ocean from out of the Titanic.
他落在水里面
he's fallen in the water.
不是他愿意的
he didn't choose to.
是那个船不行了，所以他掉下去
but that the ship has sank and so he falls into the water.
那么这个时候，这个救援的船来了
at this time the lifeboat will come
他要上那个船
and he must enter that boat
那么他要上那个船
But if he wants to go in the boat,
这个有一个情况就是不是这个船自动的把你拉上去。
The boat will not pull him in automatically.
对，必须你自己选择。
First, you must choose.
你必须知道你在这个水里面，你很快就要死掉。
You must recognize that you will die very soon in the water.
所以你不应该在这个水里面。
So you should not be in the water.
然后你要向那个船呼求。
And then you must call to the ship.
然后说救我。
And say, save me.
然后船把你拉上去。
And the boat will save you.
你就得救了。
And you'll be saved.
因此悔改这件事情。
And so repentance.
是我们对于我们离开上帝以后。
Is a recognition of our separation from God.
犯罪死亡的那个状态的认识。
A recognition of our life in sin and in death.
然后产生一个愿望。
And a desire.
说我不应该在这里。
To say that I should not be.
我要到你那里去。
I want to go to you, Lord.
所以这是一个状态的改变的态度。
And this is a change in attitude.
那么这个是悔改。
This is repentance.
那么圣灵光照我们。
And the Holy Spirit shines upon us.
让我们看见我们做错了很多事。
That we may understand that we have sinned.
我们犯罪。
We have done many wrongs.
其实不是因为我们认了哪一个具体的罪，那个罪才得被赦免。
We don't do it to recognize specific sins.
其实很多罪我们都犯了以后都忘记了。
Actually, there are many sins we've done that we may have forgotten.
但是上帝让我们认这些具体的罪。
But the Lord asks us to recognize these sins.
目的是叫我们知道我们在亚当的这个系统里边，原来我们生活是这么糟糕的。
That we can recognize how bad our life was in the system of Adam.
所以我们是要有一个整体的改变。
So that we may change ourselves.
我们不要这样的生活了。
I don't want to live like that.
主啊，我要到你那里去。
Lord, I want to come to you.
这个态度叫悔改。
This attitude is repentance.
那么第二件事情
，the second thing，
奉耶稣的名。受洗
is to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
什么叫做奉耶稣的名呢
？What does this mean to be baptized in the name of the Lord?
就是在耶稣的救赎和他的权柄之下。
That is to be under His salvation and His power.
Under 他的 authority， 就是他给了我们这个 authority.
Is that under His authority?
因为不是奉彼得的名。
Not in the name of Peter.
不是应保罗的名。
Not in the name of Paul.
更不是我们教会的名或者哪个牧师的名。
And not in the name of any church or pastor.
因为我们都不是那个权威。
Because we are not the authority.
而是在耶稣基督的权威里面。
But under the authority of Jesus Christ.
因为他是那个新人类系统的那个主人。
Because he is the master of the new humanity.
所以奉他的名。
And so in his name.
奉他的旨意。
In his will.
来给你施洗。
You are baptized.
很多时候当我们讲到施洗
，Often when we speak of baptism，
我们想到的是那一个水洗的形式。
We think of that ritual of the water，
那个 ceremony， 那一个宗教的礼仪的形式。
We often think of that religious ceremony。
那么关键不是那个你做了那个形式。
And that's not the most important thing。
天主教里边有一个错误的教义。
In Catholicism, there is this incorrect teaching。
叫做释效说，这个我不知道英文怎么翻译啊，就是说这个事本身它有效果。
And that is to say that the action has a actual real meaning。
那么就是说。你不管你怎么着，只要这个你在这个神父的那个底下，你受了洗了。
And that is to say, as long as you have received your baptism from the priest,
那么你就得救。
Then you will be saved.
就是你这个受洗本身，它就有拯救你的功能。
That is to say that the baptism has the power to save you.
这个叫释效说。
And this is their teaching.
这是一个错误。
And this is incorrect.
如果你根本不明白它什么意思，
If you do not understand the meaning,
那么你做的这件事是毫无意义的。
When you do this ceremony, it is meaningless.
那么在这里说奉耶稣基督的名受洗，
It's written here that you should be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个被洗的人，
The one who has been baptized,
他一定要明白这个受洗对他是什么意思。
They must understand the meaning of the baptism.
因此我们在受洗的时候，
And so whilst we are being baptized,
我们要问几个问题。
We will ask some certain questions.
那么首这几个问题的目的是要叫你知道。
And the point is that you should know.
福音的内容是什么？
The contents of the gospel.
然后我们说你受洗是要与基督同死同埋葬同复活。
And we say that your baptism is a death, a burial, and a resurrection with the Lord.
你明白吗？
Do you understand this?
然后你说明白。
And you will say that I understand.
然后我们才奉 圣父圣子圣灵的名给你施洗。
And then in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you may be baptized.
那么这个受洗代表了一个什么意义呢？
And what does the baptism represent?
就是代表着我们从亚当的系统里边进入到基督的系统里边。
Represents going from the system of Adam to the system of Christ.
就是你埋在水里边的时候。
That is when you go into the water.
往事了结。
You have died to the world.
往事了结就是 you finish all the past life. 然后新的开始。
And you have a new beginning. You finish your past life and you have a new beginning.
所以在亚当里边系统的那个我。
And so that me that lived in Adam's world.
我要去死。
I will die to it.
完全是把它埋葬不要了。
Die and bury it.
完后我要跟基督一同活。
And then I will live with Christ.
所以那是一个立约的决定。
And that is a decision of covenant.
因为耶稣说你信我我就拯救你。
Because Christ said, if you believe in me, I will save you.
拯救我们从哪里拯救我们、啊、
Save you from where?
不是从地狱里边拯救我们。
Not from hell.
从世界里边拯救我们。
But from the world.
从亚当的系统里边拯救我们出来。
From Adam's world.
然后把我们进入到基督的系统里头去
so we may enter into his world.
我们成为他的生命的那个继承人
become, heirs of his life.
所以我们原来在亚当里边是亚当的生命的继承人
and before we lived in, as heirs of Adam's life.
现在我们那个不要了
and now we have given that up.
悔改了
we have
repented, 因着信
and through faith.
接受耶稣基督然后我们成为他的生命的那一个系统里头去了。
Accepted Jesus Christ and entered into his system.
那么能够从亚当的系统进入到基督的系统。
To be able to make this choice.
这个就是上帝在耶稣基督里边给我们的第二次机会。
This is the second opportunity that God has given us through Jesus Christ.
所以我们要悔改。
And so we must repent.
要受洗。
We must be baptized.
要告别过去的我。
We must throw away your past life.
然后要开始一个新我。
And enter a new life.
那么这个是你要选择的。
And this is something you must choose.
你来教会干什么？
Why did you come to the church?
要明白这个道理。
To understand this meaning.
要做这个选择。
To make this choice.
等到你做了这个选择以后。
And when you have made this choice.
下边一句话很重要。
Following is very important.
当然这里说我们就这个罪得赦免。
Your sins will be forgiven.
然后我们要领受所圣的圣灵。
And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
那么这圣灵要给我们一个新的生命。
And the Spirit will give you a new life.
那么这个新的生命就是在基督系统里边的那一个生命。
And this new life is in Christ's system.
当然这个不仅仅是给犹太人，也给远方的人，就包括我们在里面了。
Not only for Jews, but for Gentiles also.
第四十节再说一句话。
We can read in verse 40.
那彼得还有很多话来劝勉他们。
It says he testified with many other arguments.
下边一句话很重要。
And then?
他说你们当救自己，脱离这个弯曲的世代。
And so he says,Save yourselves from this corrupt generation.
圣经有没有写错？
Did the Bible make a mistake?
谁拯救我们？
Who can save you?
上帝拯救我们，对吧？
God saves you, right?
耶稣拯救我们。
Jesus saves you, right?
可是这里怎么说你救自己呢？
But why does it say save yourself?
原来这个救赎是两个部分。
It turns out that salvation has two parts.
神救我们。
God saves us.
那个叫本乎恩。
And that is called grace.
Based on the grace.
Based on grace.
然后也因着信。
And then through faith.
这个翻译对啊，就是通过你的信。
And through your faith.
这个信就是你的选择。
This faith is your choice.
这个信要救你自己。
This faith will save yourself.
脱离什么？
To escape from what?
这个时代。
To escape from this corrupt generation.
使我们不再属于这个世界。
So we will no longer belong to the world.
使我们属于基督的国度。
But we will belong to the kingdom of God.
因此这里边神在耶稣基督里边的恩典。
And so here the grace of God through Jesus Christ.
普世性的。
Is universal.
每一个人都有的。
Everyone has it.
只要你愿意
as long as you,
神一定给你
as long as you are willing, God will give it to you.
他曾经问过一个问题
Once I asked him something.
那么就是那个生在不是基督徒的国家里边生在他去过印度就是在印度里边有一个人他从来没有听过耶稣我看那个人挺好他将来下地狱吗？
What about those people who have never heard of Jesus Christ, who are born away from Christian society? What will happen when they die?
我说不是有一件事情发生了吗？
I said, didn't something happen?
因为你去了。
Because you went.
所以他就知道了。
And so he knows.
你没有告诉他，那是你的问题啊。
If you didn't tell him, that's your problem.
所以他不是没有机会不知道。
It's not that he didn't have opportunity.
他有很多机会知道。
He has many opportunities.
这里边有两个问题，到最后使他不知道。
There are two things that cause him to not know.
第一个是他自己不想知道。
One is he doesn't want to know.
第二个是本来应该叫他知道的人没告诉他。
And one is that people didn't tell them.
结果到最后他不知道。
And so he didn't know.
其实神的智慧
，Actually God's wisdom，
神的大能。
God's power
是每一个人都有了第二次机会。
Has given everyone that second opportunity.
关键是你在这第二次机会里边要做怎样的选择。
But it depends on your choice.
你也是一个罪人。
You are a sinner.
我也是一个罪人。
I am a sinner.
没得选择。
You have no choice.
今天我们作为罪人。
But today, when you are a sinner,
我们体会到了罪的痛苦。
You experience the sufferings in sin.
在耶稣基督里要给我们第二次机会。
But Jesus will give you a second opportunity.
这个机会在你我的选择里头。
And this opportunity is something you can choose.
你要选择在罪里边继续犯罪而灭亡。
You can choose to continue in sin and perish.
还是选择在耶稣基督里求他饶恕你的罪，要脱离这个犯罪，然后要进入他的国度，进入他的系统。
Or you can choose to enter into the kingdom of God.
恩典已经做成了。
The grace has been completed.
那么现在选择就在你我。
And now faith is your choice.
你选择什么呢？
What will you choose?
你来到教会。
You come to church.
是指求上帝来帮助你。
You ask for God to help you.
好像那些人进庙里一样。
Like those people who go into the temple.
还是你明白上帝的心意。
Or do you understand God's will?
这个要在我们有罪的这个环境里头。
To in this environment of sin.
选择耶稣基督的救赎。
Choose Jesus Christ's salvation.
如果选择耶稣基督的救赎。
If you choose Jesus' salvation.
罗马书里边给我们一句话。
The book of Romans says.
我们找到有的圣经就是翻过来，没有圣经听我读。罗马书第八章
，From Romans chapter 8，
第三十二节
，verse 32。
神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
We read from Romans chapter 8 verse 32. He who did not withhold his own son, but gave him up for all of us.Will he not with him also give us everything else?
所以弟兄姊妹，
and so brothers and sisters,
一个进到耶稣基督里面的人，
one who is in Jesus Christ,
上帝要恢复我们儿子的名分，
God will give you the role of his children,
要把起初上帝创造的一切的丰富，
that everything that he created,
要在耶稣基督里边重新赏赐给我们，
will once again be given to us through Christ.
所以上帝不仅仅给你那一点点，
so God will not only give you just a little bit.
上帝要把他所创造一切的丰富白白的赏赐给那些相信他的人。
But he wants to give all of creation, all of the wonder to everyone who believes in him.
那么今天一切做了这样选择的人，
and to all of us who have made this choice today,
似乎现在还没有得着。
It seems as if we have not received it yet.
灭宝过程当结果。
Don't treat the process like the result.
现在我们在生命训练成熟的过程里头。
Today we are in the process of training.
等到他再来的时候。
And when he returns,
他的话就要兑现。
His promise will be fulfilled.
你信吗？
Do you believe?
如果你信，
if you believe,
你现在就要做一个决定。
Today you must choose.
我们同心来祷告。
Together let us pray.
我们在天上的父，我们的恩主耶稣基督。
Our fellow heavenly Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们同心来感谢你。
We come to thank you together.
因为你不单单创造了这样一个美好的宇宙万物。
Not only did you create the universe.
在我们无知背叛你的时候。
But whilst we were still ignorant and rebellious.
甚至于你自己为了拯救我们来为我们受苦。
You yourself, in order to save us, came to suffer.
接着你为我们所做成的救赎，
and through your salvation,
使我们这些活在罪中的人，
that we who were living in sin,
有了第二次的机会，
had a second opportunity,
有了摆脱罪恶的指望，
had a hope to escape from sin.
主啊，我们看到这个世界何等的可悲。
Lord, we see that the world is so tragic.
我们知道这个世界 将要结束了。
We know that it will end.
主啊，求你给我们信心。
Pray that you may give us faith.
让我们看见你在耶稣基督里边所赏赐给我们的这一个礼物。
That we can recognize this gift that you have given us.
让我们能够凭着信而顺服。
And through faith, we may be obedient.
我们选择第二次的机会。
And choose to accept this opportunity.
让我们借着悔改受洗我们归向你。
That through repentance and baptism we may come to be with you.
使我们从今时到永远成为在你面前蒙福的人。
That from today and forevermore we may be blessed.
主愿你在高天之上垂听我们的祷告。
Lord in the heavens may you listen to our prayer.
不管已经是受过洗的。
Not only those who have been baptized,
现在还没有受洗的,
but those who have not been baptized,
凡是从心里边向你发出这样祷告的,
all who pray in their heart,
愿你在高天之上垂听,
may you hear them in the heavens,
鉴察我们的心,
and see our heart,
悦纳我们,
accept us.
谢谢主听我们的祷告,
we thank you that you listen to our prayer,
奉恩主耶稣基督的名,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.